flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Always ready to go, Lanfield.
All right, 1 hour left. Grant and Danny coming your way next. They're going to be at Caddy's in Bethesda. Caddy's is fun, man. My boy Strizzy says he's going to see Grant and Danny. He's going to shotgun some beers. Do it. Get the wings at Caddy's, man. Wings are banging. A little bit of house business here. Apparently, Commander Tequila is not feeling well. Commandante, we need you this weekend.
Is he not feeling well or he's just hungover?
Nah, I think he's like sick. Go to the doctor, dog. We care about you. All right, now we're going to open these phone lines up. The people want to talk. I imagine the people are fired up. 800-636-1067. Pulling the call sheet up right now. Where you want to start, B? We got options, baby.
Man, just whatever one you hit, just go for it.
Chuck is in Crofton. What up, Chuck?
What is going on there? Big bro, JP, what's happening? What's going on?
We're good, man. We're good.
I'm hanging in there. Also, shout out to my man Jeff on the Grammy winning song. And I just text him to make sure that he emails me that song so I can play it on Saturday. You know, what I see is a team who believes in themselves. Definitely, I mean, the camaraderie, the brotherhood, as we all know, is there. I don't think they have a fear in the world of this game. I've truly, definitely, you know, of course, all the pressure is on Philly. You're at home. You're expected to win this game, you know, from the so-called experts. It's hard to stop Saquon Barkley for sure, but one of the keys is to limit his big plays. You know, we can't have the 60-yard touchdown runs, the 50-yard touchdown runs, to try to limit those big plays. I know we came off of 5 turnovers here, you know, over in Landover, but on the road, or the right to go to the Super Bowl, error-free game, is important. And one of the things I want to point out is if we control the clock, get B-Rob and get, you know, those guys going to keep their offense off the field, I like our chances for sure with that. And then also,
damn
JP,
right. What?
Also, as my big bro knows, I have the lucky charm. I'm winning number 30 on Sunday. So I will be at the link, win number 30, because I have to let them
Bama
know.
Number 30 not going to get him beat up.
Thank you for the call, brother. We're going to try to get all these callers in right now.
Yeah, you think wearing number 30 won't get it beat up.
Now, I want everyone to know, Rev T is on the line.
Uh-oh.
I am mentally preparing myself to talk to the Reverend. I may have to repent. I may have to confess. He is a man of the cloth. We're all gearing up for Rev T, okay? Everybody's gearing up. We're gonna work our way up there. Vinny is in Seat Pleasant on line six. What up, Vince?
Fellas, what's going on with you, man?
We're good, brother. Man. How you doing?
Man, I feel real good. It's been a long time, a very long time. I'm so proud of my Commanders, man. I'm so proud of them. I just got one thing to say. Back in June, you guys, I made a bold prediction saying that we were going to make it to the NFC Championship. And you guys gave me a little chuckle. You know, you thought it was a little far-fetched. And I still believed. I knew we were going to get there. I believe, just like my man Red T believed, I believe.
How much money you put on it?
We here now, fellas.
How much money you put on it? Don't ignore my question.
I got paid the other day. I got paid the other day, B.
Well, I want to see that ticket. So send us that ticket. I know you guys. Send that ticket.
I, no problem. I'll send it right to Jim. Right. I got paid the other day. But right. you guys owe me a little something, man.
We appreciate you, man. What do we owe you?
So, it's a sounder that you guys always play. And my man Landy, you know exactly what it is, I think. I think all of you know what it is. My favorite sounder. I'm a dumbass. It's dedicated to you guys, you know. So on three, I would love for you guys to go ahead and play that for me real quick.
I'm not saying that.
I don't know that Landini can find it, but good call, Vince. Thank you, bud. Let's go to.
I won't say how much money Vince put on that.
Let's go to.
He believes so much.
Butch in Dale City. What up, Butch?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good, hey, man, dude. How are you?
Hey, man. Loving the Commanders. I still got to say the Redskins. I can't help it. But I just mentioned to the guy on the phone about this embellishment thing. These quarterbacks, they're getting hit and they're acting like their necks broke and all this. They should be penalized just like anybody else, like a kicker. Mahomes was doing it. I've seen Josh Allen do it. They're all doing it. And I think it's a shame. It's terrible for the game.
All right. But thanks anyway, for the call, bro.
Hey, man, keep it take, going, man.
All right, bro.
Appreciate you. Hey, it's NFC Championship weekend. I'm going to call in and complain about quarterbacks trying to sell penalties. Jonesy on line four. Jonesy, what up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Look, this is simple. You all guys, you just had all these interviews, and I've heard some weaknesses in it. I heard something about a knee, and I heard something about a hand. And it's on the two guys that can hurt you the most in the game. So this is easy. You go after the weakness. You hit that hand as many times as you have to do to get through the ball. You get after that knee on that quarterback as many times as it takes for you to get to the road to the Super Bowl. Because, see, I might be traveling to New Orleans and I want to go. And if the burden ain't go, yeah, I'll be traveling, my friend. Now, Jeff, I love that daggone song, man. The thing was piping hot and jumping out the pot, as the coach used to say back in the day. Long live John Thompson, baby.
Thanks, bud.
Appreciate it, man.
All right. B, are you ready?
Yep.
I feel ready. Boys in the Aquarium, are you ready? I'll let the silence speak for you. Let's do this. Rev T is on the line. Hello, Reverend. How do you do?
Oh, JP, man. And look, just looking out of the window, and I've been asking myself for more. But listen here, trying to always get ahead of time. But guess what we having right now in the DMV, JP, B-Mix, Landfield, Jeff, Wife Mike, my 106.7 The Fan, Commander Nation, Redskin Nation. Guess what we having right now, in this moment right now, before I go into hype mode? Guess what
What's
it's
that?
Called, JP? Good times. Good times. Good hanging in the chow line. We been right now, we having what? Good times. Stressing and surviving. We having good times. So what I'm trying to tell my Commander Nation right now is, what I've been saying, what these people running around here saying, is testifying and saying out their mouth. Why not us in this moment? Why not us right now? Why can't we feel good in this moment? Why can't we celebrate? Why can't we elevate? Why can't we rejuvenate this fan base with this moment? I said it. JD5 was going to bring hope back alive to the DMV. And that young boy charisma, his gameplay. It just ain't transcend on the field to his teammates, but it is transcend through this fan base. It is transcend all across America. It is transcend even the Lord come and watch our games now. So what I'm trying to say to this fan base, because I'm going up to Philadelphia. I'm going up there off the strength of my Jedi Master, TZ, in this moment. Why wouldn't I be there in Philadelphia? Because you're going to see me standing, saying, I believe, Jeff. I love you, man. I believe. I love all y'all. I believe. Why not us? Y'all know who this is? The People's Hype Man. NFC Championship Weekend. 106.7 The Fan. Red Team. Why not us? Believe, baby. Watch with me. Ow.
Ow. Love somebody. Thank you, Reverend. Yo, Rev, I don't know if you're coming up Sunday morning or what, but Saturday night there's going to be a hell of a party at the Hard Rock Cafe. I'm doing a live show. B, how dangerous do you think this live show is from 7 to 8 during a Commander's rally?
You'd be all right, dog.
I'm not worried. I think it's going to be all burgundy and gold, so I'm not worried about that element. But we're going to do a live mailbag. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
We're gonna need a little tighter call screening than my man Jeff Walker sometimes. Jeff, are you going to Philly? This seems like a very, very Jeff place for me to just look up and see Jeff on the 50-yard line postgame.
Don't try to play me to ask me no question, bro. I know I will not be in Philly this weekend.
Why not? I wasn't trying to play you. I asked you a question.
No, you were trying to play me before you asked me the question. But I got a DJ, bro. Like I took this gig like 3 months ago. And I was like, hold on, the 26th? I said, that's game time. And the crazy thing is, I DJ from 1 to 5. So I'm a be watching the game on my phone.
Have
from
you
3
a
to
phone
5.
Or something now.
Oh, I'm not missing this for nothing, bro. I might show up to it's a lady's 70th birthday party, and I might show up to this thing in all Commander's gear.
I think you should. If she hired you, she knows what she's getting. Let's keep the phone lines going. A Commander's fan. There's a lot of answers to that question. Let's go to Fred in Bristol. What up, Freddie? How fired up are you, buddy?
Oh, man, am I fired up. I'll tell you. I was so happy to see the Rams beat the Eagles because that meant we'd get to play them again and would give us a chance to really pay them back big time because I don't forget things that have happened in the past. And the number one thing that happened with the Eagles was in 1990, I believe it was, the body bag game. And in that game, they took out 9 of our players. They had to be carted off the field, all 9, including both our starting and our backup quarterback. And it was a result of that game that the NFL adopted the 3-quarterback rule. So anyway, this is going to give us a chance to repay them for that game and what they did to us. And
man, we got them
so
that year. We knocked them out the playoffs. I think people forget that.
It was like 6 weeks
later,
Yeah,
we knocked them out the playoffs a few weeks later. So they got theirs.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Landfield, can I ask you a quick question? Do you find it a bit remarkable that somebody would call in to describe the body bag game like a dude that was playing in it wasn't sitting here listening?
Well, maybe he forgot. It was a long time ago.
I kept waiting for him to mention that you were playing in that game, B, and he just described it, which was cool. I liked it. It seemed odd to me to bring up the body bag game and all the guys getting hurt and not mention that B threw for a touchdown in that game.
B-Mitch played in a lot of football games. You think he's like Sean McVay? He remembers every play?
Hey, I remember a few of them, Landfield.
Jimmy in Manassas has a question for Brian. What up, Jim?
What's up, Jimmy?
Me, Mitch, and the Aquarium Boys. How y'all doing today?
We're good, brother. Bro. How you feeling?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. I got the butterflies, that nervous excitement. It's getting closer. I've been jawing with a lot of Eagles fans, both online and amongst my peers. It's been great. But I'm glad the last caller actually mentioned the body bag game because I actually have a question for B-Mitch in the spirit of actually mentioning anything. obviously, you know, going back to the 1990, you know, they injured all our players, of course, but then later in the playoffs, which has been our only playoff meeting before this year, you got your lick back. So I just wanted to ask Beamich, you know, as a player in that type of situation, meeting a rival for a third time this year, you know, they beat us while JD was injured. And then, of course, we beat him the last time. And, of course, remember, Sirianni and Ertz had some words for each other. Mm-hmm. So what's a player's mindset in this type of situation where, yeah, you have some bad blood, but now it's win or go home?
Well, you want to make sure you come into the game prepared, super prepared, and I believe they are. And I think every player wants to make sure that they're on top of things. So a little extra studying, staying home a little bit more. You don't want nothing to happen to you and keep you out of that game. But once you step on the football field, you know them as well as they know you. And it comes down to who turned the ball over, who doesn't, and who has the most penalties. So for me, the big thing is protecting the football and not having false starts. And that's mental. You know, false starts, holding penalties, all that.
Procedural stuff.
Yeah, all that procedural stuff, that's all mental. If you can get past all that and you corrected your things you did wrong in the previous two games, you're going to have an advantage. I like the fact that they're so arrogant and confident right now. I believe their players are just like the fans right now. And Washington could come in there and say, okay, you forgot you had a team to play. You know, they think they're going to just walk into it. I don't believe they're going to walk into it.
Not going to walk into it, baby. Let's do this, Landfill. Charlie's at College Park. Hello, Charles.
Gentlemen, how are you?
We're good, bud.
I'm cooking, man. I've been wearing my colors for weeks and weeks. This team can beat anybody. And I'm not just knee-jerking that and saying because I'm psyched. This town has got the same feeling we had back in 91 when they had the playoff run and the Super Bowl. I can remember people talking to each other in the streets, trading stories back and forth. I'm getting on Dallas people wherever I go. And I'm saying, where's Tampa Bay watching the playoffs this week? Where's Dallas watching the playoffs? The body bag game is ancient history. Let go. The Detroit game is ancient history. You can bet this team is not thinking about Detroit or the body bag game. Several things about this team. They show up every week. They're never flat. They've only gotten blown out once. I'm happiest for Terry McLaurin and people like Doc Walker and Brian Mitchell because you've been there and you know the feeling when you win it and you know the devastating feeling when you lose it. Limit Saquon Barkley, pass rush, Jalen Hurts, and make him beat you with those receivers. Watch out for Dallas Goedert. They can beat anybody. Take care.
Right, thanks, brother. Charlie. Yo, this is wild, B.
Yo.
Commander Tequila just texted me. On October 9th, he placed a bet for the Commanders to beat the Bills in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
This is a $5 bet.
How much can he win?
$1,155.
Damn. There you go, Commander. If you win it, you're going to say, damn, I should have put $500 on it.
Well, he's going to say, damn, I wish JB didn't read it on the radio because I got to share it with my wife. Joe is in Anaheim. What up, Joey?
Hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener. Big fan of you guys.
Appreciate it, man.
This game is a bigger deal for me than normal. So I'm actually – I grew up in Philadelphia all my life until last year. I moved to Anaheim. Became a Washington fan when I was an angsty 15-year-old to rebel against my dad. I'm now a 36-year-old grilling man, you know, with my own life. And my father hasn't even spoken to me all week, actually. It's been kind of a – they're kind of beefy this week, honestly. But I do think, either way, I think we're going to win this game. I got 27-23-ish. I think the key is obviously protecting Jalen, even though I think he's kind of good on his own. And also
Jaden. Not Jalen. Jaden.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jaden. Yeah, I'm sorry. I get nervous on the radio sometimes, guys. Sorry. But big fan of you guys. And JP, you're actually going to be hanging out with a bunch of my friends at that Hard Rock. A bunch of my friends down there from a Skins fan, so I'm sure they'll treat you well.
All right. Appreciate it, man. It's going to be fun at the Hard Rock. Come through. One dude that did a hell of a job setting it up is our guy Tailgate, Ted.
Teddy.
Ted, what up, man?
What's going on, boys? How y'all doing, man?
We're good, brother.
Good, dude.
I'm running on fumes, but let's keep this party going, JP. I just got off the phone with the Hard Rock. I already got tables set up for you. We got our own room. The place is going to be packed. I'm telling everybody, if you're getting there, just get there early. Because once
Ted, you know me well. I won't get there early. They got a spot for you, though.
He won't be early, Ted.
You and I got a spot for Grant. So okay. You and Grant are good. Just text me.
All right. Sounds good, brother. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey,
Real quick, Jupe is – go ahead.
Yo.
B, if you can send extra security to Section 123 to just watch over me, I'd appreciate that, man.
You're going to be all right, now. You're going to be all right.
All right, we're going to try to stay on time here. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll try to get to you. I think we're talking to Peter Rosenberg today. Nobody go anywhere. It's B-Mitch.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chip Finley. Tough day to be Bobby Slowick. Houston Texans fire their offensive coordinator.
That's
a year ago, he was turning down, he was turning down head coaching interviews. This is it's a hell of a business they're in. Now, joining us from New York City, recent new dad, our friend Peter Rosenberg. Peter, what up, man? How you doing? How you sleeping?
You know what? I'm sleeping okay. I can't blame my sleep for the fact that I did not appear yesterday on the show. You guys know I reached out to you both. I offended myself by missing yesterday. I was that
Doug,
looking
you got
forward.
A baby. We get it.
I know. Dude. No, listen. I know, and I haven't been on. I have not been working. I'm still off of work until I go work for WWE tomorrow, and then I'm back on the air on Monday. But I was so looking forward to because, A, this whole thing has been such magic, and the baby experience was also magic. We had talked about that some leading up to it, and then I had to tell you guys specifically, and the DMV, that my 8-day-old daughter is named Maya Jaden Rosenberg. It had to be shared with the world.
There you go, baby.
I love it, man.
You know, my daughter, I have my middle daughter name is Maya.
She's M-A-Y-A?
No, M-A-I-A.
M-A-I-A. We're M-Y-A.
Yeah, we put the IA in there because of Brian. All my kids have an IA in their name.
Oh, I didn't even think
about that. There you go.
Bria, Maya, and Aaliyah.
Look at Peter, your beautiful wife, when you told her, honey, I'm so excited to have this little girl, I want her middle name to be Jaden, what did your wife say?
So the best thing about this is this was a my wife call. I'm pretty sure it might have been the Bears game, but even before the Hail Mary, and we were discussing middle names, and we knew we wanted a J, and Jaden's like sitting on the bench, you know, looking like the stone cold killer that he is, and they threw the font up on the screen, you know, Jaden Daniels, blah blah blah, and his name was just sitting there, and my wife was like, what about Jaden? And I was like, don't you threaten me with a good time. and she said, she was like, I think it's a beautiful name for a girl. I said, babe, that is it. It is over. It is Jaden. And then, of course, it's become this thing of like me hoping she would get here while maybe they were still playing. And wow. The fact that I got to watch the Lions game with her and that they won and there's going to be a championship game, like I made a joke with you guys that like the Commanders thing is only second to my daughter for how like most exciting things, but I'm not kidding about like the real, and I think fans out there listening will know what I'm talking about. The real spiritual nature of this happening, like the same way I was scared I'd never get to have a daughter, I'd never get to have a child because things happened in my life and I thought I lost that opportunity and I was heartbroken about it. The same, like, fact that I got to have this child a week ago, it's not that different from the fact that, like, I really thought this team would never get right. Like, they were so fundamentally, culturally destroyed. So the fact that it's all come together for me, guys, not to be cheesy, it's truly been, like, a wild spiritual experience.
Bro,
we need to get her a little JD5 jersey, man.
Yeah, I think what you're saying, and obviously your situation is unique because you guys just had the baby, right? And, you know, but everybody in their life, whether they don't all compare to each other's, but everybody has good times, bad times, ups, downs, you know, trials, tribulations, whatever it is. And then when you have a deep love for a football team, as silly as it sounds, it can move you. It can bring out passion and emotions. And I think, honestly, for the whole fan base, for the DMV, for legitimately millions of people, this is a cathartic emotional experience that everybody's kind of going through at the same rate. Like, Peter, I just sent you a picture of my daughters dressed up in jerseys for school today. They never cared. You know what I mean? Like, it's so dramatically different. And it's emotional.
Yeah, it's a really deep thing for this area. And, you know, I think we're a really complicated fan base. You know, we're not the same as Philly or Pittsburgh, right? Like, I'm just being real. I know that's a hard pill for us to swallow. Your Phillies, your Pittsburghs, your Cleveland, where, like, no matter what happens, the entire city is on board always. That is not Washington. Washington is a transient place. And I think for those of us who are the most hardcore, who never left, who, like,
right.
Don't get me wrong, we were disgusted. Many of us may have turned down season tickets when they came up, which I did. I never thought I would. But when my name came up on the list in 2013 or whatever it was, or 2010, I was like, no thanks. But for those of us who continued to watch every week, you know, on honeymoons, on trips around the world, no matter what, like to watch these horrible games, to go through the tease that was the Shanahan RG3 experience, and you know, only to realize, no, it can't get right. Like there's no trick. And I said to you guys this year, if you remember, it may have been my best take on this show, I'm not waiting for the other shoe to drop because like it's over. That time is done. This is a new franchise, and it doesn't mean we're going to win on Sunday. And it doesn't mean we're going to win the Super Bowl this year or next year. It just means things are different, because when you change an organization, and this is not just football, when you change any organization at the top, fundamentally, it is different. I have different ownership at two of my jobs. One of them, it has gone exceptionally well. It's an incredible, ridiculous run that WWE is on. I have another job, it's not ESPN who I'm referring to, where ownership has changed, and I'm like, oh, God, I don't like the direction that this place is going. And so it's any business, and this team is different, man, and we got a chance to win on Sunday. Like I'm not guaranteeing it, but we got a chance, right?
We have a hell of a chance, man. I think that's what it's about. Like, there are a lot of people we talk to from Philly, they are dismissive. But I have been in football long enough to know when you get that confident, that arrogant, you know what happens? Your guys start believing that same crap. Let them keep thinking. Because this football team is not what they were earlier when they saw them.
Yeah, I totally 100% agree. And I really hope that is the case, that they are taking us lightly. I would assume they're smart enough not to, but at the same time, man, like, Philly's used to doing this. Like, they have gotten used to making deep runs in the playoffs. That is what they do. And could that actually be a detriment to them when you're up against a team that has magic on its side? You know, I don't know. I know that I've thought about both games against Philly a lot this year. I spent a lot of time thinking about that first one. You guys remember I was in Dallas for the Tyson fight, or wherever the hell I was, and I was hot about that decision. That was the first really bad DQ coaching decision, at least that some people thought. I know me and B. Mitch didn't see it the exact way, same way, I think. But, like, that game, when you think about the first half of that first Philly game, that was a dominant first half. They just could not score the ball. It was Cliff Kingsbury, by his own admission, his worst play-calling game as a Commander coach. Otherwise, guys, we dominated them for the first half, and then we just let it slip away in the second half. Game two started out awful on defense, for sure. Jalen gets hurt, obviously. But, guys, their defense didn't get hurt, and we moved the ball on them all day long.
Yeah, There's a lot of reasons to be excited, not to mention Jalen Hurts is dealing with some level of a hurt knee. He got bent up awkward last week. He's been on the injury report. You know, there's video of him running around. He looks fine, but he's going to get hit. That can always change the equation. It's wild going into this thing, because Brian and I have been out here all week. We've been in all the press conferences and all this stuff, and I understand why – conceptually, people want to ask these players about being the underdog, but, like, they don't view themselves that way. And I think, like, as a group, we can stop talking about the underdog thing. Quan Martin said it the absolute best before the Detroit game. He's like, yeah, they're a real good team, but we're good too. And I think that's the mindset of this team.
Totally.
And it is crazy to say that. Believe it, and head to Philadelphia on Sunday. It all feels so nuts.
It feels completely nuts. Everything about that game last week felt nuts. Quan Martin's a great one to bring up, because his play, you're just like, oh, my God, we are a different team. These yes. turnovers did not happen for us forever. This is just such a different thing. And I want to give the defense love, because obviously the defense has had multiple seasons, it feels like. And every week can feel like a different season with this defense. But I will just say, while they are going to give up yards tomorrow, and we all know what a problem Saquon Barkley is, and that passing attack, of course, is problematic as well, our defense has been incredibly timely with stops. They don't always get the stops, but they get stops in certain points that keeps this offense in games. And if you have an incredible offense, which we do, and God, I haven't been on with you guys in a couple weeks, what a difference it makes to all of a sudden have De'Ami Brown be a true second option. Like, wow.
Yeah.
That is I mean, in the second half of this season, De'Ami Brown has become a guy that, like, other fan bases now know about. Like, he is making big plays for this football team. So, but this defense has given them enough in spots to have a chance. And I think they will do the same thing this weekend. And I think, guys, it probably ends up coming down to a last possession. And to me, that's a toss-up game.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I agree with you. I think it's wild to think. Like, I just – we've heard from some Philly people and Kelsey and Seth Joyner and these guys, like former players, that are like, yeah, you know, they're – not a single Commanders player outside of Daniels would start. Like, Philly's got the better roster.
What else are they supposed to say?
Yeah, but the extent of which they're saying the stuff is kind of remarkable. Gargano was, I think, the best.
I answered them all.
Gargano.
And they said I had something for them.
Is it a one-fingered salute, Brian?
No, I was on shows, and I talked to them. Like, listen, man, a lot of talk has been made. I say, just like y'all, just like the body bag game. They care about that. But they don't talk about when you knock them out of the playoffs.
They're averaging 130 yards per game in the playoffs through the air. I just don't see that. I don't see Jaden losing to that. Peter, well, we got to bounce.
By the last thing, that is the sneaky point. Like, I know Philly, they're really confident right now. They have not looked great in these playoffs. And, yeah, I think we can take advantage of that and win this game. Guys, thank you for making the time on a Friday.
Congratulations to you and your wife and Maya, man. Really happy for you.
Guys,
oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hail to the Commanders. Let's get it.
All right, bud. Take care. Congratulations. That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg, going off to do WWE tomorrow night. Back on the radio Monday, and just one of the most passionate Burgundy and Gold fans there is. You know who else are Burgundy and Gold fans? The whole crew over at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. Seriously. Andy, Biagi, Garv, Hager, all those dudes love the Skins going way back. They used to go to Super Bowls back in the day. They'll all be watching on Sunday. And there's a reason we know all these guys. It's because we've been buying cars from Orsman Automotive of Virginia for years. I bought four cars there. B's brought half of the Kias made in America, sold in America anyway. They do a great job. They treat you like family. They got all the financing you need, all the selection. You remember it was really hard to get a car right kind of during COVID? I talked to Biagi the other day. He said, we're back in business. There's cars. Let me know what you need. I fear I'm going to have to get my wife a new car because Brian got his wife a new car. But those are problems for future us. Right now, though, you can get the Orsman Lifetime Edge.
Yeah, that Lifetime Edge comes. It's backed by Lifetime Edge, and it comes with up to $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car washes with every scheduled maintenance, loaner cars with every major maintenance. And we know that's cool. You know, sometimes they're like, oh, we don't have a car, we can't take you home. Orsman always has cars, and you can leave right off the lot. And there's good news: when you're trying to sell a car, take it to Orsman. They will pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. One thing at Orsman, they like to keep their customers happy, just like they kept me, JP, and everybody else I sent over there to them. So, let's ride together.
B. Mitchell Finley, 1067 The Fan. Landfill, you want to hear a story you'll like? B and I are trying to figure out some parking passes for Philadelphia. Brian had an extra one. I was like, awesome. So, I said, give me your phone. I'll text it to myself. And sure enough, we did that, and the text wasn't coming through, and B said, what'd you do? And I was like, I don't know, let me check it out. And I texted the wrong number when I was texting myself, Lamphill. Are you impressed?
I mean, that is impressively dumb.
I'm sitting up here waiting. He's like, I haven't gotten it yet. I'm like, dude, this thing says it went to you. He checked. He had put the wrong damn number in.
What are all the odds that it's a Commanders fan that will be up there? Now they got three parties.
No.
We sorted it out.
Yeah, we got it done.
JP has six phone numbers.
Easy. 703. Dallas Goedert says he's playing. The ankle's okay. Still unknown what's going to happen with Cam Jurgens, the commander, the Eagles starting center. That's pretty interesting.
His hand?
I thought it was his back.
Who hand? Who does...
Saquon's hand. But Saquon's off hand.
Hey, if you got a carrot on one side, boy, that could come.
Yeah, dude. Jurgens is back-to-back days of DNP. And they can talk about They can talk about Sam Cosmi being out all they want. You lose your center, B?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, that's a thing.
It's a big thing.
That is a thing, Jeff. Pause. Should we rack up the week? Heard it here first?
May as well.
Let's do it. I just got a video sent to me from the team store in Landover, the one at the stadium, and it is packed. And apparently one of the employees is like, I've never seen it like this ever.
Hey, man, people trying to get that gear
that
now,
might be,
bro.
That might be the only spot you can still get a Jaden jersey. I'm looking at this video. It looks like they still have the red Jaden jerseys. White Brian, what do you got?
Well, everyone lost their parlays last night, but JP, you are 4-0 this week.
Undefeated, dog. And we didn't get a chance to talk about this. Eventually, we will talk some Maryland basketball. Great win for my Turtles last night on the road against Illinois. Shout out to the boys. That's a legit good win. All right. So I won the week, 4-0. Good week, B.
About time,
he says. Let's go around the room. Official predictions for Sunday. Jeffrey, kick us off.
Was Jeff 0-4?
Yeah, Jeff was definitely
24-17. Commanders victory. We headed to the Super Bowl, baby.
Landfill?
Commanders win 38-24.
B?
All right. I said it the other day. I'm going 24-21. Commanders.
White Brian?
He don't want to choose this.
25-23 Eagles go back to the Super
Bowl. I'm glad
you said
that. He always loses so good.
Yeah, that is good. I said it on the podcast. I'm saying it again. 24-23, Commanders win. We're going to the freaking Super Bowl, B.
All right.
Can you believe it?
Hey, let's go, baby.
I mean, wow. Grant and Danny coming your way next. They're live in Bethesda. At Caddy's, B Mitch is making gumbo. Dog, I don't even know what's going to happen Monday. Like they have when they win this thing, they have another week of practice here. It's going to be bananas, B. It's going to be freaking bananas. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to the callers. We'll be at Hard Rock tomorrow. Tomorrow night, live from Philly. B will have his streams on the Commanders' social channels. Pre-game, post-game, I will be live. I think if they win, NBC is just going live afterwards. I'm going to do the stream on Monumental. There's going to be a ton of coverage right here on 106.7 The Fan. We got you. Wherever it is,
we got you.
Thank you to PFT Commenter for joining us. Thank you to Anthony Gargano for joining us. Thank you to Maryland Governor Wes Moore for joining us. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us. Thank you to Jeff for coming through with the song. Thank you to all the
callers.
Way to
go, Jeffrey.
Philly, man. NFC title game. Let's get it. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.